Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Andrea and I both have daughters, and they both tend to like to eat a lot of junk food. And especially with the summertime, you know, every other day my daughter's like, I want ice cream, I want this, I want that. And it's just very frustrating. So we're so glad to have Marcy Orhef-Nadler, a body image advocate. She's going to be helping us. How do we talk to our kids and not use words that are negative, but are going to help them to learn to appreciate their bodies and to eat healthier? Hi, Marcy.
Hi.
Marcy, so happy to have you back on the show. We love when you are on. And I wanted to ask you today, I requested you for today because I really wanted to talk about something that has been going on in our household. And I know Lisa and I were talking before the show. And like Lisa said, it's summer. And what happens when our kids have not the best eating habits, because some of them are young. I have a 9-year-old daughter and who loves to eat junk food. And even though we eat better for you junk food, like no sweeteners, artificial colors, you know, all the rest of the stuff, it's still sugar. And at the end of the day, it's sugar can still lead to weight gain and to not such, you know, to skin issues and to different issues. So how do we speak to our kids? Because what I'm finding is I'm speaking to my daughter and I'm saying, you know, don't eat this because it's not, or eat less of this because it's not so healthy, 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 healthy. It's always around the health. But I'm not sure it's getting through and penetrating. So what do you recommend? Obviously, we don't want to ever say that that's going to, you know, make you gain weight. So how do we talk to our kids to get them to encourage them to eat healthier?
You know what the truth is? I think that, I mean, what you're doing is great. I think keeping that message positive, more about what you can do instead of what you shouldn't do. So we'll talk a bit about that. But also just, you said what was interesting is I don't know if it's kind of getting through. I keep saying it. And the truth is they're kids. So it is getting through. At what speed? I'm not sure. But they are hearing the messages. So we can't expect them to kind of go, oh, the apple's better for me than the chocolate bar, okay, and I'll switch to that 100%. Like, it doesn't work that way with kids. So what we can do is just hope that they start to make better choices, that we keep providing them with better choices. So once they're at somebody else's house, for example, kind of the control goes out the window for us, and that's okay, and we kind of have to realize that and not panic so much. But at home, and I know you guys do this, is to have, a lot of times kids go to snacky things because they're really easy. You know, you can grab a bag of something or a box of something. And so it's always having the healthier options available, like washed and ready to go and on the counter. And it's trying to get creative, too. If with kids, also, sometimes it's just putting it in, like, a fun bowl or cutting it into different sizes, adding it to different kind of mixing it in with other foods. It's just keeping it interesting. They're very visual, and they constantly want change and they get bored. So it's presenting, even if it's the same foods, in a different way is a good thing. But it really is about, I always say, you don't have to say that a chocolate bar is bad to say an apple is good, you know, because you don't want to put good food, bad foods in their head. So it's all about bringing in new things. Take your kids to the store. I know that for me, there are tons of vegetables and fruits that I see in the store. I have no idea what they are, and I just pass by them. Well, what I want to start doing is saying, hey, let's try something new. You know, what should we try today? And make that exciting. I think that what we're battling with as parents, and I saw it today at the grocery store, a new kind of cookie that's just like ice cream flavors. And I'm like, really? Because we needed another kind of cookie, because there aren't enough cookies that to choose from. So it's just they're always coming out with something new. Or there's like, you'll have one type of chocolate bar, and now they've made it peanut butter, or now they've made it mint, or now they've made it orange flavor. Now, like, it's constantly. And how many times can you reinvent the apple? It's a lot tougher. So then it's just about trying to find different versions of things that we already eat that can try to make it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, you know, Marcy, something that I want to touch on that you mentioned earlier about the speed at which it gets through. My mom was a total health food nut. I know everyone's heard this before, dragging me to the stores in the 1970s that smelled weird to me, and carob. She tried to give me this carob, and I was like, no. But by my late teens, everything she had said got in my head because I got really health conscious then. And so even though when I was 10, I was like, I'm going to grow up and have Cap'n Crunch for dinner every night. By the time I was 17, I was like, you can't even pay me to eat sweet cereal. So I think it's interesting. Andrea, you had something to say on that too?
Well, I think the issue more is, and Marcy, what I want to love to get to is, you know, is it too late by the, well, I know the answer, but I'm asking you this question anyways, is that, you know, we hear the stories about kids eating these, you know, sugar. And by the time, Lisa, you got to the, you know, 18 years old, that's when you were making healthier choices. But what if we start seeing these effects of, you know, the kids eating these unhealthy foods? Because a lot of kids are picky eaters. Let's face it. They want pizza. They want, you know, they want the noodles. They want the sauce, whatever it is. They want the heavy carb load. And we start seeing these effects on them, and then they choose not to eat, or they're like, you know, I don't want anything else. So how do you avoid the battles, I guess, and choose the language? What language should we be using to get them to make those better options? And or is it just kind of like let them be until they're 18, like Lisa said, and eventually they'll come around?
I think it depends on your kid. I think, like you said, if you start to see changes, negative changes, if you see that their bodies are being impacted, if they're not, if you see that they're maybe sluggish and they don't have the energy and they're moody and they're not feeling well, and you see the effects of that, then maybe you need to react sooner. And the language, again, I mean, the health thing, even my kids are very much like, oh, that's the healthier one, and they don't want it. Got this, like, weird taboo.
It starts to mean nothing after a while.
Yeah, so it's more about, it's how you feel, you know, it's how does this make you feel?
Right.
Because, you know, and you feel better, you feel strong, whatever it is that your kids do, or your kids dance, okay, you can dance longer, and you can, you know, and play soccer better, and kick the ball harder, and, you know, it's things that appeal to them, because just saying, oh, your body's going to be stronger, really? Like, that's not gonna do much for them. But if you make it more specific, you are going to feel better, you are going to be better at this, if you just feed your body, you know, things that will make you grow better, and whatever. But really, it's more specific to how is this going to, because they don't care, you know, how it's going to affect somebody else or a body in general, but how is it going to affect me? Because kids are very much me, you know? Mm-hmm. So how is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect my life? Well, if you keep eating this, it tastes good for a minute, but really, you're going to start seeing that you're not going to do this as well, and you're going to fall behind in this. But, and that's okay to have some of that. That's fine. But if you start having the other things more, then you're going to do so much better at whatever it is that they want to do. So it has to really come into their world, and it has to speak to them specifically. But as far as your other question with is it too late, is it? I mean, I don't think so. I know that I always use this as an example. It's that my mother-in-law used to say that one of my brother-in-laws for the longest time would only eat hot dogs, only. And she was panicking, and she went to the doctor, and what am I going to do? And he said, do you think he's going to be 40 years old and not eat anything but hot dogs? It just doesn't happen that way. Right, you do kind of mature, and so I think that the messages are getting through. I think that as kids get older, they feel better when they feel like the decisions are coming from themselves. I mean, soon they'll be saying the same messages that you're saying, and it'll seem like they'll think that they never heard it from you before. That it's totally something that they came up with themselves. You know,
that's when you know you've done a good job, right?
Well, that's I'm telling you, that's what I see with the body image stuff that I do with my 16-year-old. Is that there are times when, you know, he'll come over to me in a store holding a magazine that's been photoshopped, and he'll point something out, and then he'll say, I hate that I can't not see this, you know? It's because it drives him crazy that it's just from hearing me talk over the years, he can't not see stuff that I speak about. You know, I didn't sit him down and teach him and lecture him. It was just from hearing me speak that the message got through, and now he thinks for himself that way. So I think that all we can do really is just keep setting the right example and just keep it there. It's like they might not be ready for all the messages that you're giving right now. Like they might not be ready to accept them and to hear them, but we can't stop giving them because one day they are going to be fully ready and the messages have to be there waiting for them when they are.
I love that. Words of wisdom from Marcy Orhaff Nadler. Unfortunately, we're out of time today. Lisa, where did the time go? I don't even know where it went today.
I don't know. It was so fast.
So, Marcy, thanks again for being on our show. And if you want to learn more about Marcy, you could visit her website, Fit Versus Fiction. That's VS Fiction. I highly recommend you look into her website and follow her on Twitter at Fit_Versus_Fiction. So that's Fit_Versus_Fiction. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a beautiful day and stay well.